Welcome to Truth and Circumstances, where we apply the truth of God's Word to the difficult situations of real life. I'm Kyle Lamb, and with me is Greg Birdwell, preaching pastor at Providence Bible Fellowship in Westchester, Ohio.
I've been repetitively sinned against, sexually, through pornography, etc., by my spouse. Each time my spouse has repented before the Lord and come to me to seek forgiveness, I've forgiven them, but how do I deal with trying to restore trust in our relationship again? The brokenness of the situation and its lasting hurt feels like unforgiveness, and I'm concerned that I will let bitterness fester while we build up trust again. And I have listened to both episodes 32 and 91.
Okay. This is a good question. It's going to be widely applicable. I would call everybody's attention to the fact that the pronouns in this question do not indicate to us whether this is a wife or a husband asking this question, and I would encourage everybody to consider the possibility that this is actually a husband asking this question. It's quite possible. So we are going to answer it as if it is a husband or a wife. And I'm sorry to hear that this is the case with this particular marriage. It's sadly very, very common. But we do have some things to say about it. So let us get into this.
Yeah. So the listener, they mentioned that they listened to both episodes 32 and 91. Do you think there are any others that might be helpful?
I do, yeah. Episodes 32 and 91 deal specifically with how to help a spouse or how to interact with a spouse who has committed sexual sin. But we recently did some episodes on forgiveness. The episodes were titled something like Taking Up an Offense for Another Person. But the main thrust of those episodes was how to understand forgiveness biblically. And so the reason that I think of those episodes is because this questioner has said that the brokenness of the situation and its lasting hurt feels like unforgiveness. So it may be helpful to revisit those episodes if this person has not already listened to them and to work through what forgiveness actually is, that it is not the same thing as dealing with your anger and bitterness. Beyond that, beyond any episodes that we've done, I would highly recommend counseling for these folks if they have not already gotten it, because one of the natural limitations to this podcast or any podcast like it is that we only have so much information to deal with.
Yeah.
And part of the counseling relationship is asking a ton of questions and getting a whole lot more data than we're able to get in one question. So there are layers that are specific to every situation. We can't know all the specifics of this particular situation, so we can only be so helpful. So I would say to this husband and wife, seek out biblical counseling. You can go to biblicalcounseling.com and find a biblical counselor, or if you attend Providence, just contact me and we'll get you set up with someone. But beyond that, we will do what we can to provide some counsel today, but I really believe that this is a situation where you should have some formal counseling. I think that would be very helpful for both of you.
So what counsel can we give today based upon what we do know?
Well, this person is the spouse who has been sinned against, and of course, we're not assuming that this spouse has never sinned against the other, but in this case, we're dealing with the sin that has been committed against them. And so this person is, it seems, taking upon themselves the responsibility for building trust, which I'm not sure is the right way to think about things. So first of all, I would say trust actually may not be advisable depending upon what we mean by trust. If trust for this person means saying, I believe you're not going to hurt me again, that may not be a wise thing to believe, because James 3:2 says we all stumble in many ways. The New Testament assumes that we're going to continue to sin in this life. So by expecting that my spouse is is going to sin against me again, whether in this particular fashion or in another, if I expect that to happen, that isn't necessarily a sign of unforgiveness. It isn't necessarily a sign of bitterness. It could be a sign of bitterness. It isn't necessarily a sign of cynicism. It's just a biblical reality because we live in a fallen world. None of us are perfectly sanctified. We're going to sin against one another. The only person who will not sin against us is Jesus, which is why we should trust completely in him and look to him for ultimate fulfillment while preparing to forgive one another and love one another. So if trust for you means I need to get to that place where I believe I'm not going to be hurt again, I don't know that that is wise or even possible. If trust means saying I'm comfortable with my spouse having unfettered access to the internet, that also may not be wise. Proverbs 7 depicts a young man being tempted sexually by going to the wrong street at the wrong time of the day. He's putting himself in a bad situation. It may be that unfettered internet is your spouse's equivalent to the wrong place at the wrong time. So it may not be wise for them to be trusted with that. It may also be unloving for you to trust your spouse in that way, just like it may not be loving to put a refrigerator full of alcohol in the home of a former drunkard. So it's possible to say, I would encourage you to think about this, it's possible to say, I don't trust you because I love you. Out of love, I'm not going to let you be in a situation that you can't handle. So it's possible that shooting for trust right away may not be the wisest thing. There may be more important things to deal with. And again, a counseling situation might clear that up if there was more information that we had. Another thing I would say is that building trust actually is probably more the responsibility of the offending spouse, especially if trust means I believe my spouse isn't going to sin against me in this way again. That trust builds over time by your spouse not sinning in that way against you again. So that really is on the offending spouse. What I would say to the offended spouse is that rather than concentrating on building trust, you should probably concentrate on handling the bitterness issue. And we could go to numerous places in the New Testament to think through these things, but one is Ephesians 4, verses 31 and 32, and it says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." A key there is to focus on how God in Christ forgave you. A huge part of this is just to celebrate the gospel in general. It brings glory to God to forgive sinners, brings glory to God for us to forgive sinners like he does. So love for the gospel of Jesus Christ helps us to deal with bitterness over sins committed against us. Another component of dealing with that bitterness is to meditate on how our sin was terribly offensive to God because he is so infinitely holy. And yet he forgave us completely. The parable of the unforgiving servant in Matthew 18 is helpful for us to internalize. Our sin debt was just gargantuan, but was forgiven in full. And so we should think about that and then question ourselves, should we then maximize other sins against us by holding on to bitterness? We should consider also, and this is helpful to me at times when I think about how other people have hurt me and I'm trying to deal with that bitterness. This is broadly applicable to any relationship. Consider that there is someone far more offended by that other person's sin than you were or are. And that person is Jesus. And I'm certainly not wanting to minimize the pain that your spouse's sin has caused you. I mean, that's legitimate. It's very painful. It's one of the worst betrayals that this life has to offer. But consider this. Jesus knows better even than you do the weight of that sin. Because if your spouse is a believer, he bore the guilt of that sin on the cross. And so you can look to Jesus as the perfect person to go to help you know how to deal with that, because he's already carried it. I wonder if you brothers would add anything to these thoughts of dealing with that bitterness, thinking about the gospel.
Yeah, I think that's why those episodes on forgiveness are really helpful. It sounded like at first that this person was concerned. They want to be biblical. They want to forgive, and then you know that confusing is my bitterness, the unforgiveness. So it really be helpful to listen to those episodes, understand what is biblical forgiveness, because you can really depict the gospel in that and be godly, and then you're left with okay, now how do I deal with what's remaining of this bitterness, this hurt. And again, it's just a beautiful picture of the gospel when we can forgive like our Lord, but that's not then mean that you don't feel the way you do. You aren't feeling those hurt, and that's where counseling is just probably right. going to be key for this.
Yeah.
I think I would be tempted to just I'm just going to handle this. I'm going to deal with it. And we need there comes a point where you need to go and it seems like again we don't have all the details. It seems like that would be appropriate in this circumstance. A repeated, ongoing. Bringing somebody else into it can be just shining a light on the darkness. It'd be so helpful, I feel.
Yeah, absolutely. If I put you brothers on the spot, can you think of some resources that would be helpful for meditating on the gospel? Anything come to mind?
Oh, Milton Vincent's Gospel Primer.
Okay.
Don't say primer. Primer.
It's a primer?
It's a primer.
Primer.
I say primer.
I do too.
Well, it's not paint, guys. It's not paint. okay. Chris Bronz.
Okay.
Unpacking Forgiveness. That's a fantastic book.
Yeah.
Someone wrote a book on the Song of Songs recently. I think that would be a good way to rehearse the gospel and bring it to bear. Other resources. There are so many out there. I just can't think of them right now.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I would say the gospel. Primer. That's kind of a go-to for me.
Because it
just takes bite-sized pictures of the gospel and applies them to life. Mm. And a number of them pertain to thinking about how does this speak to when I'm sinned against?
Yeah.
And it's just very, very helpful.
Did you know, brother, that for those out there that don't enjoy reading like we do, maybe don't want to read a longer book, there is a very, very condensed booklet.
Yes.
Of just the meat of the gospel, I'll say primer. And I actually have some copies of those, so you can reach out to me and get one of those. But that is, you can keep it in your back pocket, take it with you all day long, just rehearse it over and over again. I love what you said, brother, about our sin against our holy God is infinitely more offensive than anyone's sin toward us. And if we understand that correctly, that breeds humility. And that humility breeds the kind of posture needed for dealing with this trust issue and this bitterness issue. I think, God doesn't forgive us with the inclusion of a probation period. He's not holding it out there. The heart desire of this individual should be for full restoration of the spouse's fellowship with the Lord. And that happens when we aim to restore in a spirit of gentleness. Naturally, as we've been talking about, trust will take time to be restored, but don't allow yourself to be the reason it doesn't happen swiftly.
Yeah, amen.
Your job is to love, encourage, and support the change process. You have to take self and your personal wrath out of the equation and point your spouse to Jesus. Your job is not to dispense personal wrath. There's no place for that in the believer's life. And I would just say, be hopeful as you're pursuing counseling. Be hopeful that God will effect true and lasting change based on godly sorrow and repentance. Believe, I'm going to 1 Corinthians 13, believe the best.
Yes.
Don't think the worst. Believe Amen. The best. Hope.
Amen. I would say also here as we close, look to the Lord for your ultimate fulfillment. Mm-hmm. A major cause of disillusionment in marriage is that we try to make marriage rather than Christ our all in all. And I don't know that this listener has done that. I'm just throwing that out, that counsel may be helpful. Just press into your marriage to Christ as the main fulfillment of life, and that will set you up not only to love your spouse well, but also to be prepared possibly for disappointment in the future.
Yeah.
I seriously am not, I'm not trying to sell books, but the Song of Song book would be helpful to that end. And to the, this person, if you ask this question, if you'll just contact me and tell me, look, I asked that question, I will keep your confidence, I promise you. And I will send you one of these books for free. I think it would be helpful to you because it's full of gospel and mm-hmm. it would apply the gospel directly to your situation. So I would appeal to you. Just let me know who you are and I'll send you one of these books.
And how would such a person contact you?
You can get a hold of us on our website, truthandcircumstances.com. My email address is greg@providencebiblefellowship.com. Mm-hmm. So those are the two best ways to get a hold of me.
Excellent. Yeah. Isn't it just wonderful that, you know, this person's clearly going through something really hard, and sometimes hopelessness can just be add to that and be overwhelming, and we have immediate access to Jesus right away. You know, you Amen. Can go to him immediately and just run to him, rest in him, and trust him. And that's not everybody has that great privilege, that access to Jesus. So mm-hmm. avail yourself of that. Until next time.
All right, thanks.
This has been Truth and Circumstances. You can visit our website at truthandcircumstances.com. If you have any questions you'd like to hear us address on the podcast, you can email those to questions@truthandcircumstances.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and ask your questions there. Truth and Circumstances is a ministry of Providence Bible Fellowship in Westchester, Ohio.